Hoopball Podcast listeners, are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com.
The following is a Hoopball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome back. It feels like it's been 12 years. In case you forgot who I am, I'm your host, David Williams, along with my co-host,
the Sammy B, a.k.a. Sam Brewski, and welcome to the Hoopball Grizz.
Sam, how long has it been, man?
Forever and a day. Couple days at least.
But. Yeah. It feels like 6 months, man. It's nuts. It
been
feels
about
like,
2 months.
Yeah. Yeah, all this COVID stuff has really put a damper on any type of,
anything.
Not just basketball news, but any news, really, other than COVID. So we're going to come back. We don't have a whole lot of Grizzlies news today. There's not a ton to talk about. They did reopen the facilities for voluntary practices. Almost 2 weeks ago now. It was on the 15th, so I guess it's just a little over a week. They opened the practice facilities back up. Haven't really heard much of anything outside of the fact that they opened it up. We did get news that we may have basketball in July, but, man, until it's officially official, I'm not even going to touch it with a 10-foot pole, honestly, because we don't really know. There's not been an official NBA statement of this is the date that we're shooting for and this is what we're going to do. There's just been speculation. And so we'll just leave it at that. But what we're going to talk about today, Sam, you know what we're covering? I got nothing.
You've got nothing?
Nothing.
I'm free agency and cap space and all that good jazz.
We are going to talk about the current roster, the guys that are under contract, and the guys who will be free agents going into next season. So the Grizzlies roster could look quite a bit different going into next year. Josh Jackson is one of the guys that, you know, he produced. He was down with the G League for a long time, and there was a lot of hype on Twitter for the Grizzlies front office to bring him up. He was doing well. He was killing it with the G League. You know, you'd look at stat lines, and it'd be 18 and 12 and 28 and 11. And, you know, he was just filling up the stat lines there and making it clear that he was better than the competition, you know, when it comes to the G League, and he deserved to be in the NBA. And he finally got the call. Injuries are really what done it for him. There's a lot of players went down, and he came up and done well in his time. So he's one guy for me, that I'm really interested to see what this front office does. And also, with everything that's happening, what's the cap space going to be like? What's going to happen with that? The Grizzlies were setting on somewhere around $25 million thereabouts. They had some stuff with trades where it kind of shifted a little bit, but somewhere in that vicinity of cap space going into next season. But now with all of this and not knowing exactly how next season's going to work out, is it going to be an 82-game season? Like, what is going to happen? Does this permanently shift the NBA schedule? There's a lot of unknown. But we're just going to start, you know, I threw Josh Jackson out there. I'm going to start with Gorgui, and we'll run down the roster and give you, you know, a little bit of back and forth and see what Sam thinks. And then we're going to, man, as much as I hate to do it, we're going to do a little bit of speculation on what we think this roster is going to look like moving forward. So Gorgui is under contract for a little over $17 million next year. He's going to be there. I think that obviously he's going to play. He's going to be productive. at 30 years old, he's not long-term going to be a Grizzly. I think that they will look to move his contract come trade deadline next year, whether that is to get more assets or they're in the playoff race looking to get a veteran or get a piece that they're missing in order for a deeper playoff run. And I'm fine either way. Gorgie came over, and he was looking good out there. I was worried a couple times I had him and JV out there at the same time, and that just felt super, super clunky. Gorgie is a good defender. JV is just not really fleet of foot. I love him, but you know, if they're running a small lineup out there, he's not a guy that's going to keep up with.
He's in trouble. Yeah. He's plain and simple.
Yeah, for sure. So, Sam, what do you think with Gore? You think he sticks around as a Grizzly after next year?
Like what you were saying, when he did well, he played really good. He'd step out and shoot the three. I was really impressed with that. Will they keep him? I don't know. That'd be interesting to see. Definitely. But would I'd definitely keep him probably till he's a free agent after next year, right?
Right, yeah. So the 2021 season, he's under contract, and after that, he's a free agent.
What I saw from him, I don't know. That's tough. But, no, I was impressed with Gorgie. He's the oldest person on the team, though.
He is.
Didn't know that till a few minutes ago. That's tough to say, but, yeah, what the heck. Yeah, I'd keep him. Yep.
For me, it's a price thing, right? So, you know, you're stacking young assets. You're going to need guys on the team that can help execute and do the things that you need in order to run out Taylor Jenkins' system. Gorgie was a good fit for that, and there are a lot of times that I like Gorgie over JV in the center spot because of his range. So, you know, JV shoots the three periodically, but he doesn't shoot it as well as Gorgie. And so Gorgie on the floor with guys like Tyus and Melton and Ja that are driving, he can spot up somewhere and he can catch and shoot. So I do like that. I'm not saying long-term, obviously, I'm not taking Gorgie over JV. You know, JV's under contract. Don't have to worry about that.
You'd be silly if you did.
But I do, like, in certain situations, because I feel like, not that JV is a defensive liability by any stretch, but Gorgie is a better defender than JV just based off of speed alone. So, and then, as we're talking about JV, that's a great transition. He's the next guy on my list.
Yeager.
And we don't really have to talk about him a whole lot. He's under contract. He signed a three-year deal, so they've got him through the 2021-22 season. And I don't see him moving. I think he's going to be there for the duration of that contract.
I don't think they'll trade. They'd be silly if they did. But, you know, we've seen crazier things, so.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a handful of untouchable guys, and he is not one of them. Even though we like him, the Wildebeest, if you've listened to the show, you know how much we like him.
He's okay.
So, you know, obviously there's love from us for him, but he's just not one of the untouchables. So, moving on, Justice Winslow is the next guy on my list. How smart is this front office looking for that trade right there? You don't know what Justice is going
to
do.
You take a little bit of a
cap space hit, but Miami gets Iguodala, and it freed up cap space for them that they didn't get to use. They didn't, you know. So the Grizzlies get Winslow for a guy that was never even going to suit up for the Grizzlies. His role is something, as you look through this roster, so outside of him, you take his name out of it, and the list of guys that were in the rotation that will be back next year, Gorgie, JV, Kyle Anderson, Ja, Tyus, Jaren, Brandon, Grayson Allen, Dylan Brooks. That's nine guys right there that were in the rotation. And that does that list does not include Justice Winslow, which is under contract, and he will be there. It does not include Josh Jackson or DeAnthony Melton, both of which are free agents going into next season. You start to get kind of clogged. Not that, I mean, it's good to be deep. It's good to have depth. But with everybody healthy, where are the minutes going to go? And obviously athletic, you know, Justice Winslow is one of the more athletic guys on the team. Moving forward, he's going to be in the rotation. He's more than likely going to be the starter. But then where does that fall for the rest of these guys? What happens with Josh Jackson? What happens with DeAnthony Melton? Grayson Allen had the hip issue. With all of this extra time off, that's given him time to recover. He, if the season does start back up, he's not coming back. But next season, it's likely that he will be back. And he's a guy that was getting plenty of minutes. It's just going to be, I don't know. It's a good problem to have. But watching it play out is something that will be fun as a Grizzlies fan, as somebody that is a content creator. The lineups and the rotations are definitely going to give us some content that we can talk about moving into next year. I don't know. The next guy on the list is Kyle Anderson. And he's under contract the same as Justice and JV. And this is a guy that was in the rotation that may see his minutes fall. And Kyle's not old. Kyle's 26, so he's like an elder on the team, if you want to call it that. But 26 is not old by any stretch. I just don't know where his place is on this team moving forward. The thing that Memphis is lacking is shooters. And it seems like that's a revolving door. The core four trying to push for a championship. They needed a dynamic wing that could shoot the ball. Didn't have it. This squad right here, maybe Dylan Brooks is that guy, but what role does Kyle Anderson fill? He's a playmaker. He's a rebounder. He does the little things that you need your bench, your role players to do, but does he do them well enough to keep him around over some of these other guys? Do you look to move Kyle Anderson to keep a Josh Jackson or DeAnthony Melton around? I would say so. I'm taking either one of those guys over Kyle Anderson. And it's not because I dislike Kyle Anderson.
He hates his guts. Don't let him lie.
But the one thing that Kyle Anderson is like a weak spot in his game is his jump shot.
That, and he's hurt all the time.
You know, he...
Not all the time.
He played quite a few games this year. He didn't miss much.
Maybe I'm thinking last year then.
He didn't miss some last year, but this year he didn't miss a whole lot. He was there. He played. I don't have it here in front of me. Hold on, I can get it in front of me in just a second. I'll pull it up right now. He played in 59 games this year.
Trash.
So, should have been 82. I mean, he was healthy this year.
Yeah, that means that is 63. He's played in 59. They had 63 games this year. So, he only missed four. So, that's not bad.
Yeah, fairly healthy.
Yes.
Like I said, I don't have a severe hate. I'm not in love with Kyle Anderson. But for what you need, you have Ja Morant and Tyus Jones, DeAnthony Melton. You have guys that are playmakers on the team, and he's another playmaker that can be on the floor with those guys. But he doesn't have the one thing that I feel like the Grizzlies definitely need, and that's shooters. He just doesn't shoot the ball that well. So, anyway, he's there. He's going to be there. Is he one that they look to move? I'm not sure.
He's the second longest tenured Grizzly, I think, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's
Dylan.
Dylan.
And then it's Kyle.
Yep. All right. Moving on, Ja Morant. We don't even have to talk about Ja. You know that Ja is there. Tyus Jones, he's under contract through the 21-22 season. Josh Jackson is a free agent next year. So I'm going to go – I talked about him a little bit, but I'm going to go back into this. And Sam, I think you saw it some too with the whole G League thing. There were some questions about whether or not, like, how is Josh Jackson going to handle that? When he had the interviews, when the media was asking Josh Jackson about the transition from G League to getting called up, and the whole time he was in the G League, he's answering all of the questions right. The worry with Josh Jackson is the history of trouble. The Grizzlies have had a success story in Z-Bo. Z-Bo came over, was troubled. It's a salary dump. And he turns out to be a pillar that helps carry the franchise to the furthest point that they've been in the playoffs up until this point. So it's not out of the realm of possibilities that you can take a guy that's troubled and turn them around. Outside of being late to a practice, there was no trouble with Josh Jackson in Memphis this year. So is he around the right guys? Do they have the right people that are going to keep Josh Jackson lined out and out of trouble? And are those mentors or the people that he met with the Grizzlies organization, is that enough for him to sign a contract, or is he upset because of the way that it was handled? Is he upset that he spent over half of the season in the G League? The G League is not a rehabilitation. And so he's down there and he's spending a ton of time down there. How's he really feel about that? And you're not going to know. You're not going to know for sure. I feel like he knows that, okay, you know, I've made mistakes and I have to keep this together. I have to make the right decisions. I have to be a professional. If I say the wrong things, I may not get another chance. Talent will get you a long way and it'll afford you a lot of opportunities. But even some of the most talent outside of basketball, look in football, Antonio Brown. You can argue that he's one of the best receivers to ever play the game. He's a fantastic receiver, but he's a head case. He can't keep it together. And even with all of that talent, he may have ran out of opportunities in the NFL. And maybe this is where Josh Jackson is. Maybe he is, okay, you know, I've made some mistakes. I've been a bonehead. I'm going to keep this together. I'm going to play this the right way and continue to get an opportunity rather than take a chance of ruining it. And obviously there's not been any type of front office people that are like, you know, we're not going to take a chance on Josh. That's none of that has been said. But you got to think that, you know, hey, if he screws up one more time, who's going to take a chance on him? Who's going to take the risk of, okay, we're going to pay this guy millions of dollars, but he may go out and completely donk this all up. I hope that he sticks around in Memphis. I really do. I think that he is a great fit for the team. The chemistry, it seemed like, honestly, when he first got called up, you know, it's kind of like it took him a couple games to get his legs under him, but it seemed like he had been playing with them all season. There was not a lot of times when they were really just kind of, there was nothing that I saw watching the games where Josh Jackson just looked like he was completely out of sync with the team. He, you know, jumped in and just hit in stride and took off from there. Sam, what's your opinion on Josh Jackson?
I think that he will probably re-sign with Memphis because he will, like what you were saying, he'll probably look like, you know, this team, they let me play. Some other teams probably won't let me Not that they won't let him, but I don't see many other teams actually signing him because they think he's trouble.
I'm not 100% sure. I think he's productive. I feel like there may be teams that would look at him. Not even maybe. There's definitely teams out there. They're going to look at what he's done in the G League and with the Grizzlies when he got called up and say, okay, this kid was a lottery pick because of his talent, because of his athleticism. Okay, let's take a chance on him. Let's see what's going to happen. But let's say that Josh Jackson wants to stay in Memphis, okay?
I think there's some loyalty there because they actually took a chance, let him play, so on.
Yeah. Let's say that. What is your price on Josh Jackson? What do you say, okay, how much money are you willing to put out there? What are you going to offer? What kind of contract are you okay with giving Josh Jackson?
No more than $7 million.
You looking long term, or are you talking like a 2-year deal?
2-year deal. Let's say I don't know. That's where I would leave it until I knew for sure.
About $7 million a year.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have an issue with that. I don't know what Josh is gonna. I don't know how much he's gonna be looking
That's
for.
That's a safe bet right there. That way you're not.
If you
losing
get the
much.
Upside. That's a steal.
Mm-hmm.
But the risk, it's risk. For, how much risk are you willing to take?
$7 million.
Is $7 million going to keep him in Memphis, or is another team willing, hey,
bye.
I will give you, I'll give you $11 million.
Bye. See you later.
Yeah.
I just saved $7 million. Have a good day. Bye.
Okay. So you save $7 million. I'll put you on the spot. And Sam didn't have any time to prepare for this, so I'm making it tough on him.
Whatsoever.
This question right here, he's really going to have to do some digging. What other players are you going to get at $7 million that will give you production? Even what Josh Jackson was giving you whenever he got called up. Because Kyle Anderson is making $9 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And his rebound and assist numbers, like his assist numbers were better. His rebounds were about the same, but Josh is going to score a lot more efficiently than Kyle Anderson. So let's see. Kyle Anderson was averaging 6 points, 2 assists, and 4 rebounds. And let's see what Josh was throwing up while he was there. Josh played 18 games. And he was 10 points, 2 assists, and 3 rebounds. That's $9 million a year. You're paying Kyle Anderson $9 million.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Josh Jackson and I'm looking at production, hey, man, you know, Kyle Anderson's getting this. I feel like that I'm going to produce at least what he's producing.
You're a troublemaker. Troublemakers don't get $9 million.
No, get out of here.
I'm checking.
Get out of here.
Let's see.
That's what I'm saying, right?
No, I get it.
So the risk versus the reward, if you're the Grizzlies, what's your line? And you said $7 million, and that's fine. I'm not going to say that that's not enough. I don't know. I don't know what my line is. I think that I'd say $10 million a year.
Max.
Yeah. You know, I would offer him, if I was offering him a contract, I'd say 2 years.
Because he's not going to start.
Right around probably $15 million for the 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
With
good.
A team option for the third. And you can put incentives in there to where he can make more money. You know, if you get XYZ, you make more money. But I don't know what price, like, where does it price him out? Where is, okay, I'm no longer going to offer you this money. Anyway, we've been about 10 minutes on Josh. We'll move on. But it's he's definitely one that I want to see stick around. And and I'll eat crow here, because at the beginning of the season, when there were guys on Twitter that were gassing him up and calling, hey, bring him up, I wasn't ready for it.
I wasn't
he
either.
He done nothing in Phoenix that impressed me. And with the troubled background, I'm like, why? Why bring him up? Why take a chance? And then he just kept chugging along and doing the right thing over and over again when he was playing in South Haven. So kudos to Josh Jackson. Glad he finally got the call up. Glad he was playing well. Hope it works out well for him, whether he's a Grizzly or he goes elsewhere. Good luck.
Wish you the best.
Jaren's under contract. Don't have to worry about him. We know what he's doing. Marco is under contract. But he did not pan out. It's like he could not get the speed of the game. There's not much of a cap hit there. So I don't know if, because of his pay, if that'll kind of put him in a safe zone. But there's also the draft, you know, that you have. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So you got your 15-man roster right here in Gorgui Zhang, JV, Justice, Kyle, Ja, Tyus, Josh, Jaren, Marco, Brandon, Grayson, Dylan, DeAnthony, Jonte Porter, Conchar, and Yuta. On top of those 15 players, you still have the draft. The Grizzlies are not keeping their first-round pick. It's going to go to Boston. There's no doubt about it. It's going to Boston this year. Do they make trades? Do they move stuff to get more draft picks? What happens? Don't know. You got free agents. We talked about Josh Jackson. Marco's not a free agent. He may be one that they're just like, we've got the cap space. We're just going to eat this money.
Yeah, keep him on.
Good riddance.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Oh,
they may keep him on.
I figure they just keep him on for the time being.
$2.7 million, they can tell him, you know, they can cut him.
Hit the road, Scrooge.
Yeah, and be fine. Brandon Clark's under contract. Grayson Allen's under contract. They'll see any, like, obviously, there's been different trade rumors that I think it's just fluff. I really don't think that there's any kind of, honestly, like a real market to move Brandon Clark. I don't know why there would be.
I haven't even heard any of that. They're talking about trading Brandon Clark.
So it's not been front office. Been stuff that. So there's been a couple different times that I've seen the Grizzlies are a Bradley Beal or a Devin Booker or a Zach LaVine away from being a legitimate contender.
I'd be okay with Bradley Beal, I'm just saying.
Okay. So we can theory craft here, man. We could spit wad. We're spitballing it. That's what we're doing right here. If they're a Bradley Beal away, what pieces are you giving up to get Bradley Beal?
They'd have to give up something.
And if you're giving up those pieces, then are you really just a Bradley Beal away? Or do you make that trade and now you're Bradley Beal? And now, holy crap, we've got a hole in our lineup because we gave all this up to get Bradley Beal. Now we're not just a Bradley Beal away because we got him.
Brandon Clark away.
now, you know, we're a solid bench player, you know, and it's – where's it at?
They got to get somebody in free agency.
You know,
like that.
That is – here's my thoughts on it. It's a young team. Let it develop.
Yeah.
Let the team develop.
Well, you saw what they did this year.
I said earlier in the season, this dynamic wing that can create their own shot and shoot the three is already on the team. He's already there. Let's see. They just signed him. He was the next one on the list. Dylan Brooks just signed a 3-year deal.
Dylan.
Let's see what he can do. Let's see if Dylan Brooks is going to be your dynamic wing. He can get to the basket. His finishing is mediocre. He needs to strengthen that up, but he's not scared to attack. And I like that about him. He's an excellent defender. I think that's just going to get better. And you know, Tony Allen is around the team more. I don't know how much he's going to be with the big club, but you get guys like Ja and Dylan around Tony Allen, and they pick stuff up off of him. You may see a vast improvement in those guys defensively, and Dylan Brooks already works his butt off on the defensive end. So why give up a Brandon Clark and or a, like, you know, you're not just going to get Brandon Clark and a couple draft picks and get Bradley Beal. That's not happening. You're giving up a couple young pieces and draft picks for a Bradley Beal. And we're just saying Bradley Beal because Sam likes Brad. I like Bradley Beal. But when you're getting a guy, when you're getting a Bradley Beal, a Devin Booker, a Zach LaVine, you can get LaVine cheaper than either of those two.
I was about to say LaVine would be the one to go for if you're looking cheaper.
You could definitely get him cheaper. But if you're lining them up, I'm taking the other two guys over LaVine all day long.
No doubt.
So, but, you know, like price-wise, building a team, yeah, maybe LaVine's the option. And that's, guys, we don't know. You've not seen anything or heard anything from any of the reporters for the Grizzlies or anything like that indicating that they're looking to move Brandon Clark. This is just people talking.
Well, people be crazy.
Grayson Allen, he's still under contract through the 2021-22 season.
Not much to say about him.
Yeah, De'Anthony Melton is a free agent, and man, Mr. Do Something.
Brevin.
Out of the two guys that we've talked about that are free agents, and that is Josh Jackson and De'Anthony Melton, the Grizzlies got the cap space to retain both of these guys. They can. If I have to pick one of the two, I'm taking De'Anthony Melton.
That's what I was about to say too. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's, if you watched any Grizzlies games at all, you know why I'm saying that.
Mm-hmm.
De'Anthony Melton is a type of player. You have to have a player like this on your team if you're going to win a championship.
The only person in the world that doesn't think that he's any good was the guy that was sitting two rows behind us the one game that he didn't debut. It was two or three games, and he came off the bench. He's like, oh, my God, number zero sucks. He's trash. I think that's what he – isn't he zero?
Yeah, he's zero.
That's what I thought.
And I think it was a little bit further. He had been playing for a little bit.
It wasn't too long. It wasn't too long into the season.
His first 10 games, probably.
I remember because he was doing well and he was having one bad game or so. He actually wasn't even doing that bad, but he turned the ball over. He made one bad play.
Suck,
you trash, get out.
That was awful. That was just.
Yeah.
I want to turn around and slap that guy.
I'm still not 100% sure that guy wasn't just completely trashed, but
he could have been. Well, he's trash anyway.
Like I said, I'm taking, if I have to choose between the two, I've got this money and I have to pick between these two guys, I'm taking Melton.
You go with for sure. Josh Jackson or Mr. Do Something. I take Mr. Do Something.
Yep. The chemistry with him and Tyus and Jai and just the way that they play together, I love it.
It's
taking
nasty.
All day long. Those guys are they're doing well, and he's 21 years old, man. He fits right in. Josh is 20. I really, really, really hope that they keep both of them.
I think they'll definitely keep one, and I think they'll probably go Melton, but they'll probably end up keeping both. They'll probably have, this will be the exact same team.
It won't be the exact same, but. Yeah, Jontay Porter is a sign, and that's just a, you know, hey, it's cheap. And when he was healthy, he was projected to be a lottery pick. This is a Kleinman move, and I'm on board with it. If it pans out,
see what it does.
Great. If it doesn't pan out, you didn't really spend a whole lot of money on it. And then you still got Conchar and Yuta on the two-way contracts. And if I'm not mistaken, at this point in Yuta's career, if I read the rule correctly, he can stay on this two-way contract for next year, and then that's it. At that point, you have to make a decision of what are you going to do with Yuta. He's shown flashes, man. He really has. There was I know there was one preseason game.
That's what I was about.
And it
to
may
say
have
too.
Been was it, the first was it last one we year or
yep.
this year?
It was like it was the first one we went to last year. It was the first preseason game. And I believe it was against the Hawks.
No.
Was it not
the,
Hawks?
The one I was talking about was Indiana.
Pacers, yeah. I was about to say it was either Hawks or Pacers. Yep. Yeah. It was. Yep, it was our first game, and it, yeah.
So, and obviously preseason, you're not playing against the starters, and see, so you don't really know. But yep. I like you to, I don't know who I'm taking off of the roster in favor, you know. It's a very, very tough call. I do. You can send Goodrich down the road.
That's what I was about to say. Bye-bye, because he doesn't.
Get gone.
If you've ever listened to our podcast, go listen to one of our first ones about the first game. I'll tell you all about it. It's beautiful. Get him out of here.
JV and Goodrich going at each other.
It was great.
Yeah.
Dude needed to listen, and he didn't.
You've got a couple free agents. You got the draft coming up. Whenever that is, it's going to happen at some point. All of this will fall back into place. We'll get a better idea of a timeline, and it's just going to be weird. All of this pandemic has just been weird. And you know, I was on the Today in Sports Betting. I went on with Devin earlier in the week, and we were kind of talking about it after we finished recording. And, you know, sports are around, man. They've been around. They're going to be around. This year is just odd. This doesn't happen ever, honestly. And,
every 100 years or so, there's one.
So it's going to be around, and the guys, the NBA is doing a great job. They're really looking into it. And Adam Silver, he made a comment that I thought was great. And I don't know, I don't have it word for word right here in front of me, but he was basically saying, listen, if we're going to start this season back up and one positive COVID test is going to shut us down again, then we need to not play it at all. So working out the logistics after that, that's where it gets fun. Joe Ingles has said, you know, he is definitely against them restarting the season. Said if they restart the season, he's going to take his family home and may never play another game in the NBA ever again. I can see both sides of the fence, right? The owners are going to want to try to finish the season because of the revenue and the effect that that's going to have on the cap next year. The players are going to want to try, and some of the players are going to want to try and finish it out because of payroll. There is ups and downs to each side of it. And you can make it super black and white and be like, oh, well, it's a life and death thing. Is it, you know, if you're careful, if they're doing it in one location and it's controlled, there's a lot of smart people making these decisions. I wouldn't want to be the one making the call. I wouldn't want to be the one that decides, okay, this is what we're doing. But they've got guys that are in there that are going to overall make the right decision. We just got to wait on it. So that's it. I've got nothing else for today. Sam, you got anything else, man?
Grizzlies in free agency. They signed Danilo Gallinari. Boom. Let's go.
No, that's never going to happen. He's going to...
He'll probably stay where he is.
He doesn't fit the time window.
No, he
window,
doesn't. He
really.
Doesn't, but no, I just
like
Gallinari.
I like Gallinari.
I like him, but
yeah,
it won't
I mean,
happen.
That's a guy that's a shooter for sure, but...
He's too old.
I don't know that they make a splash in free agency this year, man. I really don't. I think that
Anthony Davis, shocker of the world.
Yeah. Okay. Dude,
you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Anthony Davis.
I'm not
Memphis
even,
Grizzlies.
Nah, there's no way.
Memphis AD.
He left a small market team because he didn't want to be in a small market.
Well, he has changed his mind.
Oh, he wants to go back to
the
small market.
He wants to go back to small market so he can be the stud.
They don't have the cap space for that dude. So anyway,
he's,
I'm not
taking,
even.
He's taking a price cut.
I'm not dreaming that kind of stuff, man. I'm not.
They're
going to
sign Gallinari and Anthony Davis.
Okay.
And Otto Porter.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And Andre Drummond.
It is a holiday weekend, and Sam has showed up to my house intoxicated to record a podcast.
I apologize.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Shoot. We will be back. I'm trying to set up a podcast with Lyle from the Hoopball Pelicans podcast. We're trying to get together to record a show and talk about the Ja versus Zion Rookie of the Year stuff. So that will be coming pretty soon. We'll see. We'll get that one out. And we're going to try and get you something at least once a week moving forward. You know, and when we get, as the talks move on from here, we're probably going to have more information. We'll have more stuff to cover. There may be some more spitballing type stuff, because honestly, there's just not much news. There's not a whole lot. You know, if you want to hear about COVID, you can go to any other news station, anything, and you can hear about it. I'm not going
to
sit on here and preach
about
that crap.
Just get on YouTube, and it's like the first 15 videos that pop up on mine.
Yep. So that's it. Thanks for listening. That's all we got for today. You can find me on Twitter at DWill2111. The show is at HoopBallGrizz. Sam is?
It is SammyB1118, capital S, lowercase a, MNY, capital B, 1118.
Thanks for listening. Until next time,
go Grizz. Go Grizz. Jaeger.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.